This is the Blue Hug Journal, where we talk honestly about caregiving, dignity, and the moments that matter. Today's piece, how to talk about bathing without hurting their pride. Most caregivers recognize the moment before they can name it. The bathroom routine that used to be private and self-sufficient is starting to show its edges. And you have noticed, even if nothing has been said out loud yet, you know the conversation needs to happen, and you have no idea how to start it. This is one of the most quietly painful moments in caregiving, not because it is dangerous, but because it is intimate. Bathing is one of the last things we do entirely for ourselves. To need help with it feels, to many people, like a line being crossed, a door closing. So how do you open this conversation without making the person you love feel diminished? Start with what you have noticed, not what needs to change. There is a difference between saying, "I think you need help in the bathroom," and saying, "I want to make sure you feel comfortable and safe." One positions you as the authority, the other positions you as a partner. The first thing your loved one needs to know is that this conversation is not about what they can no longer do. It is about how much you want to support what they can. Choose your moment carefully. This is not a conversation for the middle of a family dinner, or 5 minutes before someone has to leave, or in the bathroom itself. Pick a time when neither of you is rushed, and the environment around you feels easy. Make it feel like a conversation between two people who love each other. Because that is exactly what it is. Use language that leads with dignity. Words like help and assistance can feel clinical. And even when we mean well, they can sound harsher than we intend. Saying, "I think you need help in the bathroom," comes from a place of care. But to the person hearing it, it can feel like a verdict. Reframing it as, "I want us to figure this out together," invites them into the conversation rather than placing them at the center of a problem to be solved. Our words do more than convey information. They tell the person we love whether they are being cared for or managed, and that difference matters deeply. Expect resistance and give it room. Most people do not say yes to this conversation the first time. And that is not failure. That is just how deeply personal this territory is. Let them have time with it. Circle back when the two of you are in a good place and trust that planting the seed matters, even if nothing is resolved right away. Resistance is often not about the bathing itself. It is about what accepting help means to them. The more you can separate the practical need from the emotional weight, the more likely they are to move toward acceptance at their own pace. Remember that this conversation is an act of love. It does not always feel that way in the moment. It can feel awkward and sad and harder than it should be, but choosing to have it rather than letting things go unaddressed is one of the most respectful things you can do for someone you care for. Dignity is not lost in the bathroom. It is protected or diminished long before you get there. In the words you choose and the care you bring to the hardest conversations, we're here for dignity, independence, and comfort. Share this with someone in the caregiving journey with you. You are not doing this alone. Bathe with us. We're the Blue Hug. The Blue Hug Journal is produced by The Blue Hug in partnership with Brilliant Beam Media.